الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The beloved and blessed Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, Whoever recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, he shall gain my intercession on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A pious man has stated, Good manners make even a stranger friend, and bad manners make even friends strangers. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Book of Ahadith are full of the virtues of good manners. For persuasion, let's listen to 4 blessed Ahadith and rejoice. Number 1. You cannot please people by your wealth, but your cheerfulness and good manners can please them. Number 2. On the day of judgment, there will be no other deed that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds of a believer than good manners. Number 3. The perfect believers in Iman are those who have good manners. Number 4. Those whose manners are the best amongst you will be the most favorite to me and will be the nearest to me on the day of judgment. Subhanallah azza wa jal. My dear respected viewers, have you heard how great blessings good manners have? Good manners make people happy. Good manners will be the heaviest on the scale of deeds on the judgment day. Well-mannered people are perfect believers. Well-mannered people will be privileged to attain the closeness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Judgment Day. It is hoped now that after listening to so many virtues and blessings of good manners, we must have made our mind to adopt good manners. But the question arises, what good manners mean? So let's listen to what good manners are. A person once humbly asked a question from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam about good manners. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam recited the following ayah before him. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ Part 9, Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 199. O beloved Rasul, adopt forgiveness and command to do good and turn away from the ignorant ones. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, has stated, The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Should I not guide you about the good manners of the people of the past and the future? I humbly replied, Do guide me about it. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, Bestow upon the one who deprives you, forgive the one who oppresses you, and establish relations with the one who breaks off relations with you. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, meeting people cheerfully, benefiting them greatly, and not causing trouble to anyone are among good manners. My dear viewers, one of the blessings of good manners is that the person who is more well-mannered will progress more and will attain many benefits. This point can be understood in this way, that great rush of customers is seen at some shops, and many people carry out their shopping through these shops. One of the secrets of their successful business is that they treat their customers cautiously and politely. They offer them tea, biscuits, cold drinks, etc. If a customer demands to show him one thing, the shopkeeper shows him 10 things. In short, they are so well-mannered and polite to the customers that the customers do not leave without shopping. Suppose if a customer misbehaves with any shopkeeper, the shopkeeper cheerfully tolerates it and does not lose his customer. Now we should make our own accountability. Do we also have a smile on our face when meeting new Islamic brothers? Do we give any present, such as a booklet of Maktabatul Madina, at the time of presenting Call Towards Righteousness? Has anyone till now joined the Madani environment of Da'at Islami? Or any wrongdoer been privileged to repent of his sins after being impressed by good manners? Have you ever tolerated the cruel treatment of a cruel person cheerfully? Or, ma'azallah, have you been foolishly misbehaving with him after doing something bad to him in response? Our manners should be so good that the one who sees should say spontaneously that when this is the state of the good manners of the slaves of Rasul, so what will be the state of the good manners of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation? Remember, the blessings of good manners are not limited to only well-mannered people, But rather their children also attained their benefits. Once the prisoners of tribe Tay were brought to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a girl prisoner stood up and humbly said, "O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if you consider it better to free me, and do not make the tribes of Arab laugh at me, because I am the daughter of Hatim Ta'i, the chief of my tribe. Undoubtedly, my father used to support his tribe, free prisoners, satiate the hungry, spread salam, and never let any needy person go back without fulfilling his need." The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "O girl, this is the attribute of those who have true faith. If your father had been Muslim, I must have made dua of mercy for him." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "Free this girl, because her father used to like good manners, and Allah also likes good manners. I swear on the one in whose power my soul is, only well-mannered people will enter paradise." Let's listen to a money parable of an Islamic brother who associated himself with Dawati Islami. After being impressed with the good manners of this perfect pious saint and tried to act upon the money pearls which are obtained from them. During the early days of Dawati Islami, the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima used to be held in Gulzari Habib Masjid. This masjid was the very first Madani Markaz of Dawati Islami. In those early days once, whilst making his way to the masjid to attend ijtima, Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, passed by a cinema. One young man was standing in a queue to buy a ticket for the movie, calling out Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah loudly. Ma'azallah Azzawajal, he said, "Mawlana, a great movie is being shown, come and watch it." Before any of the other Islamic brothers accompanying Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, could react or get upset, he said salam aloud to the young man. Then he approached him, and making an individual effort upon him very politely, he said, "Son, I do not watch movies. However, as you have invited me, so I thought that I should also invite you." Inshallah Azwajal, a sunnah inspiring ijtima of Dawat Islam will be held shortly today at Gulzari Habib Masjid. You are requested to attend it. If you cannot come now, then do come on another day. Then Amir Ahle Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, gave him the gift of a bottle of perfume. After some years, an Islamic brother who was sunnah practicing came to Amir Ahle Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, wearing green imama, and humbly said like this, "Your Honor, some years ago, a young man, Ma'azallah, invited you to watch a movie, and you showed great patience. Instead of being angry with him, you invited him to attend the ijtima. I am the same young man. I was really impressed with your good manners, and finally attended the ijtima one day. Then you showed mercy on me, and Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, I repented of my sins and associated myself with the Madani environment." My dear viewers, have you noticed how beautiful individual effort method of Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah was? If he had become angry at the immoral act of the unwise person and said something strictly, he would have never achieved such Madani results. Therefore, if you also want to reform the Ummah, make good manners, humbleness, patience, and politeness part of your nature, because bad manners spoil the deeds. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Good manners melt sins in a way as water melts the ice, and bad manners spoil deeds as vinegar spoils honey." Let's listen to a few worldly and religious disadvantages of bad manners. Bad manners are a curse. Bad manners are themselves a bad practice and also a means of many bad practices. Untruth, dishonesty, and breaking promises are all branches of bad manners. Bad manners bring about discord among one another. Bad manners create malice, jealousy, and separation from one another. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from bad manners. Allah is displeased with bad manners and foul language. Customers hesitate to go to shopkeepers having bad manners. Bad manners are a bad omen. If bad manners were in the form of a human, he would be a very bad man. To Allah, the biggest evil is bad manners. Undoubtedly, immodesty and bad manners have nothing to do with Islam. A bad manner is a very big obstacle in the way of presenting call towards righteousness. Bad manners sometimes become the cause of divorce between husband and wife. Due to the curse of bad manners, the peace of home gets destroyed. Due to the curse of bad manners, any devotee of Rasul, or rather the whole family, can get away from the Madani environment of Da'wat-e Islami. The curse of bad manners can cause separation to two families. The curse of bad manners causes the near ones go away. An ill-mannered person repents of one sin and starts committing another sin that is even worse than the previous one. An ill-mannered person gets unsuccessful over and over again. In short, bad manners are the collection of abundant evils and are a true cause of destruction in the world and the hereafter. May Allah protect every Muslim from the curse of bad manners. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, we have just heard about the worldly and hereafter disadvantages of bad manners. Would that we could also develop hatred towards bad manners after listening and could also develop the mindset to repent of them. Now, let's listen to 14 ways of becoming well-mannered and also make an intention to act upon them. Number 1. In order to be a paradigm of well-mannered, beseech humbly raising your hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, make dua tearfully for the salvation from bad manners. Number 2. Read and listen over and over again to the blessed ahadith and narrations, parables and sayings of pious predecessors, consisting of the advantages of good manners and the disadvantages of bad manners. Number 3. Keep silent for most of the day and form your habit to have either written or non-verbal communication as far as possible. Number 4. Make it your routine to recite the Holy Quran regularly with the translation of Quran from Kanzul Iman, and also study Tafsir Khazainul Irfan or Nurul Irfan or Siratul Jinan. Number 5. Stay away from the company of bad people. Number 6. Keep yourself associated with the Madani environment of Da'wat-e Islami and participate actively in the 12 Madani activities of Zaili Halqa. Number 7. Attend regularly the Madani Muzakaras of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, which are full of knowledge and wisdom, and weekly Sunnah inspiring Ijtima'at of Da'wat-e Islami. Number 8. Travel with Madani Kafilas in the company of devotees of Rasul associated with Da'wat-e Islami for 12 months consecutively, 1 month in 12 months, 3 days every month throughout your life regularly. Further observing Fikr-e Madina daily, fill in the booklet of Nek A'mal. Number 9. Do Fizan Fard Ulum course, character building course, in other words, Islahi A'mal course, 12 Madani activities course, Fizan in Namaz course, Madani Tarbiyati training course offered by Da'wat-e Islami. Number 10. Keep watching different programs on Madani channel. Number 11. Associate yourself strictly with any perfect spiritual guide. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. All the conditions of a perfect spiritual guide can be found in the character of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, the founder of Da'wat-e Islami, Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas At-Taqadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Therefore, you also include yourself among the slaves of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, after becoming murid of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Number 12. Offer your services to any one of the departments established under the supervision of Da'wat-e Islami. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. By virtue of the blessing of acting upon these, you will get rid of bad manners and make our mindset to have good manners. Number 13. Study the booklets Islamic Manners, Respect of a Muslim, and Sweet Words. Number 14. Study the topic Husni Akhlaq Ka Bayan from Ihya'ul Ulum. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives all the ability to abandon bad manners and gives the ability to adopt good manners by the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.